So I'll complete the forest briefly. So do not let us sleep as the rest do, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep by night, and they that drink by night. And we being of the day, let us be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as helmet the hope of salvation. Because God has not set us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who has died for us, that whether we may be watching or sleep, we may live together with him. Wherefore, encourage one another and build up each one the other, even as also we do. So with the background of what Phil started us off with, I wanted us to think about this coming time in which we are to live. We know that the end of times is here, coming towards us. And the big challenge that Phil left us with was, how do we live in this time? Because the day of the Lord is approaching and we are to live. So we're not let us sleep as the rest do. So there's a number of situations that people are in danger in those pictures, aren't there? The top right one, the soldier is sleeping. You would presume that outside of that picture, there's probably some others of his comrades who are not sleeping, so they can keep an eye on the enemy to see whether there's anyone approaching. But if he was on his own, he'd be in big danger, wouldn't he? That might be in Afghanistan or some other danger area. So maybe we need to think about that, don't we? Do not let us sleep as the rest do. So that means the believer, the son of light, the person who is a Christian, as Phil was highlighting earlier, is not to sleep. We're not to be asleep. Now, obviously, physical sleep we need the rest of our bodies. But we're talking here about spiritual sleep, aren't we? So spiritually, that soldier, if he's like that spiritually, we're like that soldier is sleeping there, he could be in big danger. Because if you're sleeping and there's danger around, you don't know it's coming, do you? You don't know it's going to hit you. And some of the things that might hit us in the Christian life are temptations. We all have temptations in different ways, and we're all subject to, we've all got weaknesses in different ways, and that's why we need to help each other. We need to stay in the Word. And also, watch and be sober. Probably both of those pictures are as a result of someone not being sober, aren't they? The guy on the right-hand side is, if he stays there and someone decides to start driving a truck, he's going to be in big trouble, isn't he? He may not wake up in time if he's bad enough. That's a very big danger, isn't it? That's a danger that we could not be awake, and as a result, come into danger in the Christian life. On the left-hand side, the bottom left, is because someone has not been sober, and someone may have been killed in that car. We don't know, but that's all too familiar to us, isn't it? How tragic that is. And we are to be the children of the day, so we're not to be marked by the features of the night. So these are discussion questions for later on, but the rest, we are not to be like the rest. That's non-Christians, or perhaps those who are Christians but perhaps aren't walking in the light of God's word. The true Christian doesn't go along with the rest. And watching is being alert, isn't it? Being alert spiritually. So the end of all things is at hand, Peter reminds us, 1 Peter 4. The end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. So being sober is being aware of what's going on around us. Being awake, listening to God's words. If someone is not sober, they can get into all kinds of trouble, can't they? Maybe they don't hear the car coming down the street, and they step into the street. All kinds of other problems, and that's there's a spiritual aspect to that as well. And I chose that slide because it's the coming day of the Lord. Perhaps that's a dawn picture, isn't that a wonderful picture? The The Christian is a child, of, a son of light. And yet that coming day of the Lord, when the darkness is dispelled, is when the Lord Jesus comes to reign on the earth. And what a beautiful, wonderful hope that is for every true believer. These are the practical side, I think, which is what we need to think about. We being of the day, as we sow, put on the breastplate of faith. So, in the medieval times, when that they did battle like that, wearing that breastplate was the difference between life and death, wasn't it? An arrow could come at you from a distance and finish your life. So how vital it is for us to have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. We have to put our faith and trust in what the Lord Jesus has done. And that's an impregnable shield of faith, isn't it? Breastplate of faith. And the helmet, the hope of salvation. So the enemy will always aim either for your chest, in the case of the guy with the breastplate, because he knows that if he can get you in the middle of the chest, he'll score a direct hit and you're finished. Or he'll go for your head, because if he can get you in the head, you're finished as well. And that's why we have to guard our hearts, what we put our affections in, what we love and who we love. We love Jesus, but we also have to make the right choices about who we love, and also what we think about as well. The media tries to put lies into our head, all kinds of media, many other, the spiritual evil of the world. So we need protection, as you say at the bottom right there, from doubt. That means doubting God's word. We have to put our trust and faith in God's infallible, perfect, holy word. And then we'll be protected from the fiery darts. But we have to guard our affections and our minds. That's the two most important things to God. And then we put on the whole armour, of course. It's Ephesians 6. We know that well, don't we? The whole armour of God. Not just the breastplate and the helmet. And then God has not set us for wrath. This is obviously the reminder of the wonderful power of the gospel, isn't it? God has not set us for wrath. Not Christians, because we're saved by the blood of Jesus, will not face wrath, but we have obtained salvation. Who died for us, that whether we may be watching or sleep, we may live together with him. So we are to be watching and spreading the gospel. And then I was just thinking about the need for encouragement and building one another up. How wonderful that is. So in all of those pictures, hopefully you can get the idea of how encouragement should work. Encourage one another and build up each one. So on the top left, an older child is helping a younger one along. Maybe that reminds us a little bit of Sunday school. On the bottom left and top right, I couldn't resist the mountain images. Someone's helping to climb up. So someone else might be at a stronger position than us in the Christian life, and they can help us, can't they? That's what the church, or gathering together of God's people, is meant to be. And I think in the bottom right, they're praying together. I think they might be sitting in a goal. I thought, what a reminder that is of how our local meetings, our local church or local assembly should be, encouraging one another, and that's what we're doing today. Thank you for listening.